Today on the School of Podcasting, you know, I always say podcasting since 2005, and there's a reason that sometimes that's relevant, and that is over the last 7 years, I've learned some things the easy way, and in some cases, I've learned things the hard way, and that's what we're talking about today, how not to start a podcast based on some of my experiences. We're also going to talk about a sneak peek into the School of Podcasting. And I'm going to do something different. I have an iPhone app and an Android app. If you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/app or just look for it in the iTunes store, there's actually a School of Podcasting app. So if you ever want all the old episodes, you can do that. And today I'm going to be talking about a podcast I did called the Dates from Hell Show. And today, as bonus content for buying that app, you will get the first episode of the Dates from Hell Show.
The School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so much for tuning in. If you're new to the show, this is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to promoting to recording to producing, all points in between, because everything you need to start a podcast, you can find in one place. Look, your time is valuable. Don't spend all those hours on Google and YouTube looking for tutorials. I've already got them. They're right here, schoolofpodcasting.com. If you'd like to join in on the conversation, it's super easy. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. It's 888-563-3228. We also have the little button out at the website, so if you have a microphone plugged into your computer or your iPad, you can use that, or just leave a comment out at our website. So, are you enjoying your summer? It's very hot in Ohio. We've had like 4 days. It's like 100 degrees. And I always say, podcasters sweat for their art, because I just had to turn off the air conditioning to record this. But I thought what I would do today is share a little story about a man named Jed. He was a poor mountaineer, barely kept his family fed, it turns out. No, actually, I'm going to tell you the story of the Dates from Hell Show. And what this is normally this podcast is filled with tips on, here's microphones you can use, here's this you can do, this is a good idea, this is a good... Today, I'm going to tell you about a really bad idea that I had, and I followed through, and, you know, sometimes you learn things from people showing you how to do the right thing. Today, I'm going to show you how to do the wrong thing. So let me give you the origins of this podcast. I was sitting in, I believe, a car with my wife and her friend Joanne. Joanne was looking for love, and she had met this guy who was really creepy. And I said, oh, this, you know what? We should make a podcast filled with all these bad date stories. And my wife had a couple, and I had a couple. And Joanne said, oh, I dare you. I dare you to make it. So I said, that's it. And I thought I would get my wife involved with it. And I looked up. So that was it. That was the thought process. That was it. Not, is this a good idea? Why am I doing this? What do I want people to do with my information? And the thought was, because if you look at any of the affiliate networks, there's always eHarmony and Christian Cafe and blah, 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 and all these different dating sites. It's a very lucrative place to play. If you're looking to start a podcast, dating advice is not a bad idea. And the problem was, so I went out to, I think it was Commission Junction, which is CJ.com, and I signed up as a bunch of affiliates. We really wanted to do this right out of the front. I really saw this going just gangbusters. So I hired Rich Palmer, who you can find over at richpalmer.com, who has a very versatile voice. He's also the guy that does the podcast review show. Because I said, Rich, I want loud and obnoxious. And Rich gave me loud and obnoxious. A very cool guy. And for this one, I was looking for more of a Barry White, cool, slow jazz. So here's actually the intro from the Dates from Hell Show. This is how the show would start.
For those who are looking for love, we'll help you find it. If you've already found love, we'll help you keep it. Welcome to the Dates from Hell Show. Our website is datesfromhellshow.com. Call in your comments toll free at 1-888-563-3228. 866-97-DATES. Our email is podcast@datesfromhellshow.com. Now here are your hosts, two people who found love online, Dave and Diane.
I'm holding out for love.
And so I found that music. That music actually came from an independent musician. I found it on the PodSafe Music Network, and I contacted him and said, I'm going to slice your music to pieces, but I will put a link to you on our website. And he said, that's fine. And in theory, I didn't really need to ask him, but I felt bad because I was really slicing up his music. And so we mixed that in there, and we had our intro. You'll notice there was a phone number there. That was a toll-free number that was not the typical – the podcast voicemail is like $2 a month and then 6 cents a minute. This was a special one because I had the Dates name, and I think it was like $15 a month, and we did that. So we recorded a couple of episodes with Joanne and my wife, and that was one of the things we didn't think about. Is where are we going to get all these stories? And I said, well, we'll put these out. We'll have the toll-free number. And people will just rely on our audience. And I did some quick searches. There was a little bit of information about dating horror stories, things like that. And so there was a little bit of content, but not a lot. So that was problem number one. We were really going to rely on our audience for the content. And the problem is we didn't have an audience, and we had enough material for about, well, let's see here. We had enough for 4 episodes. So, you know, I always talk about some podcasts don't make it to episode 7. This is one of those. We didn't really have enough content. The other thing that we didn't think about, I said, oh, you know what? This is how we're going to promote this. We are going to go to dating sites because obviously these people are dating, and maybe they need relationship advice. And so I said, what we'll do is we'll get a picture of like this really hunky male model guy, and we will submit this as a person on these dating sites. So obviously the women, and likewise, we could do the same thing for women, have this really, you know, hot blonde or whatever, and make a fake person. And then if somebody contacted us to date us, we could say, actually, we're, you know, Dave and Diane from the Dates from Hell show. If you have a Dates from Hell, please call this number. We would love to hear it. Well, it turns out that all those dating sites, you have to jump through a lot of hoops to get on them. And they really make sure that, well, you're real. And so we couldn't do that, basically, to make a long, very long story short, which is good. Because in theory, we were going to spam dating sites. That was going to be our main promotion. We're going to go into iTunes, but you need to do more than iTunes. I mean, I launched my book last week, I guess it was, and you know, I've told you about it, and I've done some things, but I haven't really promoted it a lot. I have a podcast that promoted it, and that actually did work. It helped me sell books when it was a PDF, but now that it's at Amazon, just being in Amazon, I sold a whopping 3 books. And I'm happy about that because I didn't have to do a thing to do that. But the point is, sometimes just playing in traffic doesn't guarantee that you're going to get hit by a car, right? So we didn't really have a plan. The other thing we did was we made cards, business cards that had our logo. We had this really cool logo with a heart in a noose, and it was really cool. And we ordered, I think, 1,000 of them, and we were going to do the typical thing, just anything that revolved around dating or meetups or things like that. We're going to hand out these business cards. That didn't work because we're married. We don't really go out to single places like that. So we didn't really have a promotional plan in place. I played it on my podcast, but look, I'm not Rush Limbaugh. It's not like somebody's going to go, oh, Dave has another podcast. And plus, much of my audience, probably like you, is already married. So I didn't have any promotion plan, really. I didn't have enough content. I was relying on my audience for content. And the main reason I started this podcast wasn't because I had a passion for dating advice. I did want to tell people, hey, you know what? You can meet people online and they're not always crazy. My main idea of this was to make money through these affiliate links for, you know, eHarmony and all the other ones, right? So let's back up a second. I want people to go to these dating sites and, you know, sign up and start dating. How was I inspiring them to start dating? By telling them stories about really creepy, weird people and horrible times people have had on dates. That sounds good. Hey, I had this horrible thing. I was really scared. This guy was really creepy. Wasn't sure if I was going to make it out alive. Hey, but if you go over here, you can start dating today and meet great people. In theory, not the greatest marketing plan either. So I had no content. I had no promotional plan. I was inspired to start the podcast on a dare and mainly did it to make money. This is why we say you have to have passion. Have to have passion. And I was passionate to see if it was going to work. And I wish I had written down what kind of numbers we had. They were not stellar. They were probably over 100 or so, which isn't bad. That's actually pretty decent. But the problem was we ran out of content. And so we really had to go looking on the internet for some sort of stories of people having bad dates. We started looking into books in terms of dating tips, things like that. But the content that we really wanted just didn't exist, or people weren't giving it. We never received a single phone call. And as you might imagine, after episode 4, we just kind of went, this is too hard. It's not fun. We're not making any money. We could care less. And we quit. So I say that to say, here's what we've learned. You have to be, and we've heard all these before, you have to be passionate. Why? Because there are going to be times when it's hard to find content. I am so blessed that I keep finding new resources for some of my other podcasts, like weight loss and tips and things like that. I just found a huge amount of content for my weekly Web Tools podcast that's going to make that one easy. Love it. So have content. Do not rely on your audience for your content. Even if you have a big audience, I mean, I love the fact that I just got an email from Byron about thesis, and I'm getting people on the chat that are giving me ideas and things of that nature. But in the end, I can't rely on them for my content because they don't exist yet. I mean, I've been podcasting for 7 years. I've got a bit of a relationship with people out there. And I deeply guard, protect, and love the people I meet. But that's not going to happen. The one thing that is common among every single podcaster, unless you're Rush Limbaugh or somebody like that, is we all start with zero listeners. We all start with no audience. Even if you have a newsletter, you know, you can tell those people, hey, you can now listen to me. But in the end, we all start with zero downloads. So I didn't have passion. I started for the wrong reasons, on a dare. You know, so you should be starting because you love to talk about this subject. You just love it. My wife, we were talking this weekend, and she said, you know, all you talk about is podcasting. And I go, yeah, what do you want me to do? It's my passion. All right? So if that topic makes your, you know, your spouses or your kids roll their eyes and go, oh, here we go again, that's probably what you should be talking about. If you want to make money at it, there are plenty of ways to make money at your podcast, but you might want to ask, is my target audience an audience that has money to spend? I do a podcast for musicians, and you always hear about the, quote, starving artist. You know why? Because most of the artists are starving. You know why? Because back when I was in high school, I played in a high school rock band. You know what I made about a gig? About $50. You know what I make in about 2012 when I play a gig? About $50. Yeah, starving artists are for a reason. That's why musicians get upset when you steal their music. But I digress. So you might want to ask yourself, you know, if I am really hoping somewhere down the line to make money with this, does this audience have any money to spend? And then what do you want your content? This is the big one. What do you want your content to do? What do you want it to do for your audience? Do you want them to just feel better? Do you want to educate them and help them overcome a problem? Do you just want to make them laugh? Do you want to scare them? Do you want to make them cry? I always say they're going to laugh, cry, think, groan, educate, or entertain. And in my case, I apparently was trying to entertain slash scare. I don't know. My content and my purpose. My purpose was to make money. My content did the direct opposite. It scared people away from my target. So what do you want your content to do for people? And then I did everything else right. I had a cool logo. I had a nice looking website. I had a cool intro. I made a promo for this podcast? I probably did. I did promote it on my other podcast, but again, it's not like it's a giant megaphone. And but in the end, the passion ran out, the content ran out, and so did the podcast. So we've talked a lot about how to start a podcast. Today, we're talking about how to not start a podcast. Speaking of how not to record a podcast, my last episode, if you're still listening, was a bit of a train wreck. I did something I normally don't do, and that is I recorded things in segments. Like I did the microphone review. This is where I was recording the Audio-Technica ATR 2005 USB microphone. I did that, I believe, on Wednesday, and then I recorded another part on like Friday, and then I think I threw it together on Sunday or Monday. And it's interesting because at the beginning of the podcast, you hear me go, and we'll get an update about today in podcasting. And at the end of the show, you hear me saying, and we learned about today in podcasting. Now, the fun thing is last week was, again, it's very hot in Ohio, and everybody and their brother was either human sacrifice, whatever was going on in the backyard. It was really noisy last weekend. And I kept getting interrupted. You know, people in my family don't understand that if the door's closed, that means you probably shouldn't come in. And so I kept having to re-record and re-record and edit and things like that. And at one point I just went, ugh. I did. I just, ugh. And said, forget it. I'm starting from scratch. Well, in the process of doing that, I thought I spoke about today in podcasting. Speaking of which, if you go to todayinpodcasting.com, it's a new old podcast. Same old podcast, me and Gary Leland. A couple new hosts. We have Daniel J. Lewis from the Audacity Podcast and Ray Ortega from the Podcaster Studio. And I never talked about it. I did in the first one that I eventually scrapped. And then when I went back and redid it, I apparently thought I'd already talked about it or something like that. So I don't recommend doing that. I had notes. But I just, because I was like, oh, I recorded that a couple days ago. Oh, yeah, I think I talked about that then. And I've said it before, I didn't listen to my podcast all the way through. I always listen to it to make sure it works, but I didn't listen to it all the way through. Even though I listened to it at double speed, it was last weekend was a little crazy, and I didn't do it. So that's another way. I recommend if you're going to do a podcast to kind of do it all in one sitting, if you're going to be doing different segments, because that didn't work for me. And in the process, I got shipped out of town last week to go do some training in Michigan, and I uploaded my podcast without putting in the album art. Shame on me. Shame. All right, last up. I'm going to do something outside the box. You always hear me talk about, at the end of the podcast, I have step-by-step tutorials, which I do, and I have resources. So if you need voiceover work, are you looking for some cool WordPress themes? Are you looking for a way to sell your podcast? If you're looking for a way to promote your podcast, et cetera, come visit me at the School of Podcasting. But a lot of that is in the resource section. And right now, to make a long story short, I'm rebuilding it because it was ugly and it was outdated. And so right now, if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/new resources, We'll make that plural. New resources. schoolofpodcasting.com/new resources. That'll take you to that, because right now it's a hassle to password protect that while I'm building it. So if you want to see it while the door is open, as I record this, it's July 6th. You'll get this on July 9th. So probably through the rest of July, this will be open. So again, schoolofpodcasting.com/new resources. Now, this doesn't give you access to the step-by-step tutorials, but if you ever wondered what the heck I was talking about, you can check it out. And so there you go. I do like to give away free stuff from time to time, but there's some interesting things over there, and I would love your feedback. It's really the resource section. Since 2005, when I started the School of Podcasting, has been the one of the gems. Obviously, the tutorials are really great, because those are, I mean, I basically walk you through step by step. But it's nice not to have to go searching when I can say, oh no, here's some great ones right here. Saves you a huge amount of time. The problem is, over 7 years, I've been adding more and more stuff to it, and it became... The good news is there's a ton of stuff there. The bad news is there's a ton of stuff there. So how do you find the right stuff? So I've kind of paring it down, only putting so many in each category, trying to find the best. And there were a lot of like music websites. I was at one today where they were basically charging almost $60 for a 60-second music spot. And I went, you know what? I'm not recommending that, because most of us aren't going to spend $60 for a 60-second spot. Now, I realize if you use that for 10 years, you know, that's next to nothing over the years. But when you're first starting out, you're like, look, $60 for one song? Yeah. So I didn't put it in the resource. I have other ones that are much less expensive. So again, if you want to check that out, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/new resources, and that'll take you over there while it's unlocked. So thank you so much for tuning in. I really do deeply appreciate you listening, because I realize right now we're smack dab in the middle of summer, and I don't know where you're listening to this. You could be on a boat. You could be, anywhere. You're busy, right? You've got family, you got people coming in, you got vacation, and you're listening to me. And I deeply appreciate that. If you want to step out to the website, I'm on the chat quite frequently. Now, I do need to say one other thing here as we go out the door. I have my live chat set up that if you're on my website for 3 minutes, it automatically says, look, you've been here for 3 minutes. What can I help you find? What are you looking for? Whatever. And it even says, hi, this is Dave, unless I'm really not here, in which case it's a robot. If you see that, you know, feel free to type in it. And if I'm online, I'll jump in. But if I'm not, leave your email address, because I'm getting some really great feedback and having some really great conversations with people with that. So that is out there as well. If you want to email me just directly, don't even bother with the chat. It's dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. If you want to call in your comments, it's 888-563-3228. And you can also, again, use the voicemail button. And that's actually my preferred method, but I realize in some cases you haven't bought a microphone yet. I would love to hear from you, and would love to hear what you'd like to hear me talk about on the podcast, because really, even though it's my podcast and I love podcasting, it's really your podcast. What do you want to talk about? Because I've been talking for the better part of 23 minutes here. So what do you want to talk about? Would love to hear it. And I want to thank everybody who went out to planningyourpodcast.com and filled out the survey. If you haven't done that, if you're new to podcasting, don't have a podcast yet, definitely go out and fill out that survey. That's going to be the next book that I put out. So I've ended this podcast about 12 times now, and I'm actually going to end it this time just by saying thank you so much. Enjoy your summer. Be safe. Wear sunscreen. And join the School of Podcasting. Come on. The water is warm. Jump on in. And until next week, God bless, and class is dismissed.